He's a well-known political insider, and as executive director of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation, has hosted everyone from world leaders to best-selling authors at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley. But for more than 3 years, John Heibusch has been quietly facing a huge challenge, a fight for his life.
I was emceeing a big event here at the Reagan Library. It was a meeting of the whole Republican National Committee, and they served steak that night, and I remember cutting off a bite of steak, chewed my steak pretty well, but for some reason, the steak, it got stuck in my throat, and I didn't know if I was going to make it through the speech. I did. I made it through the speech. Went home that night. I told my wife something was wrong.
Heibusch says when he went to his doctor and then specialist, he got a shocking diagnosis.
Within 2 days, they had detected a golf ball-sized tumor at the intersection of my esophagus and my stomach. So they labeled it esophageal cancer.
It's a rare form of cancer, which usually targets older men who are heavy smokers or drinkers. The 58-year-old man didn't fit into either category. The diagnosis during the summer of 2013 left him stunned, especially when a specialist told him he probably wouldn't live until that Christmas.
I think maybe the word shock would come to just about anyone's mind.
But Heibusch, who's done everything from running billion-dollar investment companies to writing presidential speeches, says he was determined to fight. He says he thought about his family, which includes his wife and 3 kids. He immediately started a 10-day chemotherapy marathon, which has been followed by nearly a dozen other treatments and a dangerous surgery.
I went through 2 more rounds of that chemotherapy, another 6 rounds of different types of chemotherapy involving different drugs, 3 or 4 intense radiation sessions, a surgery that is placed at the highest risk in the medical field.
He says while his family keeps him motivated to fight, his job with the Reagan Foundation and the interesting mix of political and social leaders who pass through the facility keep him distracted so he doesn't focus on negative what-ifs.
It's been chasing me now for almost 3.5 years. I've missed very, very, very few days of work, and that's purposeful. It's to keep myself focused.
How's the battle going?
I'm not cancer-free. I wish I were. What the doctors are doing now is continuing these regimens of immunotherapy, where they're using my own immune system to try to track and kill it.
Heibusch volunteered for an experimental treatment program at one of the nation's best-known cancer treatment facilities in Houston.
They remove white blood cells from me. They also take a profile of the DNA of my tumor, and they try to convert these white blood cells to T cells, and they try to get the T cells to attack the tumor.
Heibusch says because esophageal cancer is rare, research has been much more limited than it is for other higher profile cancers like prostate cancer. He's used his ties in the business world to help raise millions for research.
There's something like 300 people that will contract esophageal cancer this year in the United States, and maybe I can do some good for them.
Amid all that he's been dealing with, Heibusch got some exciting good news. For the last few years, almost nightly after his family was asleep, he'd sit down to write. After introducing dozens of authors over the years as speakers at the Reagan Library, he thought he'd try his hand at a book. The result is a 450-page novel called The Shroud Conspiracy, which Simon & Schuster not only bought, but bought its sequel, Sight Unseen.
The protagonist in this book, he's an atheist, and he's spent his whole career debunking religious myths. He gets an invitation from the Catholic Church to study the Shroud of Turin. He can't understand why the church would ask him, the greatest skeptic, to try to invalidate this relic. It's a collision of science and faith.
The novel is set to be released in March. Heibusch has beaten the odds of getting a novel published, and more importantly, has beaten the odds of living with this rare form of cancer. He says like many cancer survivors, he's learned to stop letting the little issues in life bother him and to have a new appreciation for every single day. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.